Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look. And I'm obsessed with looking for it. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. Each week, I have a short conversation with someone who inspires me or teaches me something about life, leadership, and other curious things. I hope you'll join me on the journey. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ron and Anian.
The price of vehicles in general have been relatively high, with the average price of a new car hitting over. Tom, you want to take a guess at this? How much do you think a new car is on average today?
$45,000.
You're close. $48,000.
The Car Doctor.
Tom, you ready to make car payments for the next 7 years?
No.
Can you imagine? 7 years.
It's insane.
7 years of car payments.
Will the car last that long?
Well, probably not.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
Mr. Cooper's Cruise broke again this week. I shouldn't say it's like it's his only vehicle, but Herb has a few. And it's always interesting talking with Herb. He just seems to have the most fun with broken cars. We both kind of chuckle at it. There's definitely there's a place in heaven for guys like him for his patience. And his 2016 Cruise, you know, we always learn something new about the car line, it seems, whenever one of his cars come in, because there's always something weird. You know, his 2016 Cruise is a 2016 Cruise Limited LTZ. Is it a limited? Is it an LTZ? Is it both? Well, according to General Motors, it could be one of four, because there's an early limited, a late limited production. There's an early limited LTZ and a late limited LTZ. And a lot of it depends on production date, then the VIN, then the engine, the color. You know, there's some crazy combinations of how and what it becomes. And we realized something was amiss because this car needed a water pump, which, you know, I love talking to Herb. He said, why is it called a water pump if it's not pumping water? And I said, you know, nobody's ever asked me that question in 50 years of fixing cars, but that's a fair point. Why do they call it a water pump? It should be a coolant pump, right? You know, that's like, why do they call it a thermostat housing when there's really no thermostat in there? The thermostat is on the other side of the engine in the thermostat assembly. See, and you know, maybe that's the answer to that one, Herb, if you're listening, right? They call it a thermostat assembly module, but on the other side of the engine, it's a thermostat housing because that's what it looks like. But in any event, the coolant pump needed to be replaced. And we just, as always, even though we've done the job, I always make Danny look up the procedure. You know, I've done more of them than him. And, you know, and that's no slight. Just, you know, we want to look at the procedure. We always listen. I still look at procedures because you forget, right? Time, too much of a gap goes in between. You want to remember which bolt goes where and what part goes where and so on. So we looked up the procedure. Well, if you look it up by VIN, for a limited LTZ, It comes up with a bunch of pictures that make absolutely no sense and don't apply to this vehicle. By the way, they call it a water pump too, which I guess the entire industry is wrong. So we had to look up a Limited, a 2016 Limited. We actually looked it up until we got the right picture. And if you look it up for the opposite VIN, it comes up with the correct water pump picture and the correct application of parts and componentry, which, you know, comes back to research. And I think that's the point of this open, you know, that I can't stress it enough, because you can take a common everyday job like a coolant pump and you've got to follow a procedure. And this one was no exception either. You know, it wasn't so clear-cut, straightforward. There were some very specific torque procedures. This is the Opel 1.4-liter turbocharged engine. There's inch pounds being applied to the bolts holding the pump on. There are torque-to-yield bolts, two of them. One and 10 were torque-to-yield bolts. All right. The motor mount had to come out, you know, in order to get to the water pump. It's not a simple, straightforward repair, and a lot of these things are getting older and more brittle now, and they require a little bit of a delicate touch. So, but some research definitely counts. So, Mr. Cooper, I just wanted to let you know that I did talk about it, and from now on, we're going to call it the Herb Cooper coolant pump, not water pump repair, because that's really what it was. But that was the gist of it. So, let's move over. One or the other. Let's go over and talk to Joe from Michigan, 09 Chevy Silverado, and some ticking noises. Joe, welcome to the Car Doctor. How can I help?
Well, it's a 2009 Chevy Silverado, 5.3-liter, four-wheel drive, crew cab, 65,000 miles, original owner. About 50 miles ago, coming home from up north, I got a ticking, clicking, and the snaps once in a while sound. Sounds like it's coming from the right-hand side of the engine. This engine has what they call an active fuel management system, yep, where they shut off four of the cylinders.
AFM.
I'm wondering, and it runs strong, yet it runs good, but I'm wondering what this noise might be.
You know, it ultimately will probably come back to be a failing lifter. But we have to start. Let's start with basics, right? Let's start at the beginning. When we get a tick like this on a valve train issue, the first thought I always have is, you know, if it was a 40-year-old Chevy small block, do we have a rocker arm that's got too much lash to it, or the valves out of adjustment? Well, you know, the valves can't really go out of adjustment on an 0953. It's an LS motor. There's no valve adjustment per se like there used to be. But did something change on the valve train? Did something change on valve train geometry that caused there to be excess clearance or excess lash causing a lifter tick? I know it sounds weird, but if it's an older vehicle with low miles on it, sometimes we see carbon deposits on the valves, and it will cause the valve to hang open, and it will change that lash setting, and you could try just doing a simple fuel system cleaning. You know, at the very least, you're doing some maintenance. At the very worst, you know, you're wasting a half a day to do it, just to see if it makes any difference in the way it operates. All right, you know, we're talking about if the valve is open, you know, 10,000ths, 15,000ths, it'll cause a tick. It'll change where that lifter sits. It could allow the valve lifter to be at zero lash or above zero lash to the point where it makes noise. So simple things first, right? Oil pressure looks good. You have a gauge in this truck. It never changes. It's still where it always has been. It hasn't changed its position, correct?
Correct. It's got it's about sitting at idle. It's got about 41, 42 pounds of oil pressure.
Right. So then we've got a, you know, do we have a lifter starving for oil? So now the valve covers have to come off. Run it at idle. It's going to make a mess. But, you know, do we have a lifter not pumped up? Do we see one rocker arm not getting oil? And chances are we will, and then that's the lifter we've got to go after. Now, I've got to tell you this. On the active fuel motors, there's where the oil supply is, there's a screen that feeds the lifter galley that gets plugged. And that could be, this is the sign of it starving for oil. And even though you change the oil religiously, and I'm sure you're on top of it, and you know, we've still seen cases where that screen will get plugged and it will limit oil supply. and create this ticking noise as well.
Is that in the back of the engine by the oil pressure sender?
No, sir. It's under the intake manifold. They wouldn't put it anywhere you could get to it. You know, you're gonna end up taking half the engine apart. Before you pull any of this apart, though, Joe, go on the assumption that it's one of the four cylinders with active fuel management. All right, because not every cylinder has it. It's, you know, half the motor is active fuel, half the motor is regular engine, so to speak. And make sure before you take this apart that the lifters are available for this engine in your particular area of the country, because we're seeing a lot of shortages, all right? And even from General Motors, those lifters are in short supply. We just went through this about 2 months ago on a vehicle, and it took forever. So now I've gotten in the habit of looking ahead of time before I take a lot of things apart, but definitely on one of these, because I think you're going to find the way we ended up doing the job, we bought a GM lifter brand new in the box on eBay. That's what we had to resort to in order to get the car out the door. So just make sure parts are available. So, but go through the steps.
You mentioned some cleaner that I could maybe add to the oil that might help it.
I would go visit BerrymanProducts.com and, you know, look at, they've got a variety of oil desludging crankcase cleaners. If you've got any questions, I would call them up direct. Their 800 tech support line number is going to be there. But if I was going to trust anything to clean the crankcase, it would be something from Berryman, just to see. And, you know, they're high. I think they have a high mileage rejuvenator. They've got a couple of other things. And I've grown to admit that, you know, Berryman has so many different products for so many specific things. I've grown to admit that sometimes I just have to ask the question, what's the best thing for my application? So, you know, BerrymanProducts.com will take you there. And, you know, and just be prepared, because those guys love to talk about their stuff. They're very proud of what they do. They're a fun bunch of guys to talk to. So, but I would definitely consider that too, just to see if it frees up the sticky lifter. So,
okay. Well, if I drive this, well, I heard it.
You could be. You know, it depends on which one of the possible faults I've outlined is the cause. If it's starving for oil, if it's starving for oil, yes. If it's carbon deposits and it's increased lash. Yeah, it's not great for it. You know, there's not a lot of scenarios where that tick is good for it. So, you know, do people do it? Yeah. You know, and I've got some out there. I had one fella, the tick went on for 2 years. He didn't want to fix it. He didn't want to get into it. He ended up selling the truck and moving to Sweden. So, you know, wherever that truck went, he's never going to hear about it. But, you know, then I've had people drive it, and 6 months later, the lifter finally fails and implodes. So it's not, you know, it's not something to be ignored. It's something that's got to get solved if you care about the vehicle and you plan on keeping it.
Well, I have not been driving it since I noticed it. So
yeah.
So,
all right, sir.
I thought it. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome, Joe. You be well. And if you need more, I'm here for you. Thank you. 855-560-9900. The Car Doctor's coming back right after this. Don't go away.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What does optimism look like? I'm on a quest to find the people who inspire us to dream more and do more. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. I talk to all sorts of people, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to a hairdresser on Instagram who gives out free haircuts to the homeless, from the CEOs of the world's largest companies to the comedy writer who visited the wreckage of the Titanic. I love talking to leaders, artists, authors, and eccentrics about life, leadership, purpose, mental fitness, human skills, high performance, and other curious things. It leaves me feeling wiser, more inspired, and, well, more optimistic. Because after all, this is a bit of optimism. The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look for it. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Whether it's a little red Corvette or a Yugo, you've come to the right place to get that car fixed. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor, 855-560-9900. Now, back to Ron.
Hey, let's get over to John in Iowa. John, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hi, thanks. I need to do a scheduled antifreeze change on my 2016 Grand Caravan.
Okay.
And the dealer didn't have enough Mopar antifreeze. So I was looking at maybe Prestone Platinum or Peak, one of their OAT antifreezes, and I was wondering what should I use?
Either or. You know, and this is not an uncommon issue, John. I've got to tell you, did the dealer have the thermostat?
Actually, I ordered it when I looked up the code and read some of the issues people said.
P0128, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
They said it's almost always the thermostat, so I got online and got one.
You know, we do this fault code all the time. This code, if I can enlighten you and everybody a little bit, is it's about rate of rise. It's called thermostat rationality. The computer looks at when John turns the key and starts the car. It counts in seconds how long it takes to reach operating temperature. It's just like you turn the thermostat up in the house because mama says it's cold, and 10 minutes later it hasn't heated up the house enough yet, and you hear about it again. Does that ever happen to you? Happens to me a lot, but
yes.
don't say I told you. And you know, it's thermostat rationality. It's rate of rise. So we do a lot. It usually comes out to be this particular fault is a thermostat. The vehicle's 7 years old, going on 7 years old. It's not the worst idea to replace it. I can tell you that the Chrysler dealers are having issues getting parts, and these thermostats, one of them. We do a lot of this code. We do a lot of this using a Motorrad thermostat, a 908-203. The only problem with that thermostat is it's so beautiful, you don't want to put it in the car. You want to use it as a paperweight so you get to look at it on your desk all day long. They do such a nice job. Do you have a Napa around you? A Napa Auto
Yes.
Parts? Yeah, go visit a Napa.
Napa and O'Reilly both.
Okay. Go visit the Napa and see if they've got if they've got enough of one or the other, Prestone or Peak, with a Platinum. And if you need a thermostat, if depending on what you bought, I don't know what you bought. But if you want to get a Motorrad, Napa will have it. The 908-203, and you know, that'll do it for you. Just make sure you get enough. Just got to look. You've got to verify. You know, that's a funny year, 2016, in that it can have their super long life, their 10-year coolant, or their 5-year coolant, and you have to look at it carefully. I've had it where the book will say that it's supposed to be 10-year, and it's not, and I've had it the other way. But look at it carefully. It's going to have more of a purplish tint to it if it's the 10-year stuff versus the 5-year. So, you know, just make sure you're putting correct coolant back in it, and, you'll be fine.
My book says 10-year. It's a red, pretty, you know, orangish red color.
Yeah, see, that's the problem, because when you go down to your Napa Auto Parts, just ask when you take the cap off, you're going to look at both of them. They almost look the same.
Okay.
You know, it's really kind of funny. It probably is an oat. All right, it probably is the 10-year. Just like I said, I can't understand. This is like Ford, right? Ford used to have they have a gold coolant. All right, which is their gold. Then they had a green and an orange. They got rid of the green and orange, and what color do you think they went to? Yellow. You ever try to tell the difference between yellow and gold? Yeah. You know, why can't we make it, you know, like the green and the orange became red, so that there's a striking difference. I never understood that, and it's so difficult. So there are, I believe, not that we've had a resort to this yet, but I've been reading that there are some litmus paper tests out there that you can dip strip the coolant, and then it will tell you whether it's, you know, it's this base or that base type of coolant in the vehicle. And I understand that that's probably what we're going to come to in the near future, because it's just getting way too complicated to judge it by color. And I can't trust application. I can't trust application when I look up a coolant pump procedure on a 2016 Chevy Cruze, which way is right. There's one of four possibilities. So, you know, just be sure your information is correct, and, you know, okay, you'll be fine. So, and it's an easy.
Do you recommend any kind of a flush product?
No, and I don't think you'll need it. You know what? I would drain what's in the radiator. When you take the thermostat off, you'll have about another third in the block, you know, unless you want to go and pull the core plugs out, which we never do, to be honest. All right. You're changing the coolant early enough that it's going to, the good stuff is going to dilute down, and you want to do a coolant drain and fill in 6 months or a year, just to, you know, feel better about it and get the rest of it out. Unless you're using a machine, right, you're just never going to get it all out. It's a fairly easy thermostat to do too. Just make sure, you know, there's a bleeder on top. Make sure that you use a good wide straight blade screwdriver bit to get to that screw and not strip it out. And this way it doesn't take a lot to tighten it back up either. But get down to your local Napa. They'll be glad to help you, and you'll be able to find that Motorrad 908-203. So I appreciate it. You be well, John. You need more, you know where I am. Hey, coming up next, got a little bit of a surprise. We're going to talk to Ted Braley from PB about rust, our favorite subject. Don't go away. The Car Doctor's back right after this.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
What does optimism look like? I'm on a quest to find the people who inspire us to dream more and do more. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. I talk to all sorts of people, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to a hairdresser on Instagram who gives out free haircuts to the homeless, from the CEOs of the world's largest companies to the comedy writer who visited the wreckage of the Titanic. I love talking to leaders, artists, authors, and eccentrics about life, leadership, purpose, mental fitness, human skills, high performance, and other curious things. It leaves me feeling wiser, more inspired, and, well, more optimistic. Because after all, this is a bit of optimism. The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look for it. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Was like a picture, she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me.
Welcome back, listeners. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. You know, you recently heard me tell you the story about the 97 F-250 pick'em up truck we had in the shop with the rusted EGR tube, and how I used PB Blaster to help work its way in there and free the tube and get it apart after, you know, what, almost, you know, 25 years of sitting and rusting itself to death. Well, you know, it's more than just spray on and you know, take the piece apart. That's not how it works. And I thought I would reach out to an expert in the field, Ted Bradley. He's a technical person over there at Blaster Corporation. Where else would I go, right? But the folks who make PB Blaster, and we've invited him up here to the show today, and he's obliged, and he's going to spend some time with us today. So, Ted, thanks for coming aboard.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You know, we had this 97. Well, let's do it like this. I want to talk about vehicles and rust, okay? Where do you see, you know, you guys developed this product to combat rust and to help take apart rusty pieces. I can tell you about this 97 F-250 and the rusted EGR tube. Do you guys see other specific places where vehicles rust as they age?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, really under the chassis anywhere, your brakes, your exhaust, your manifolds, steering components, and really rust creeps. It creeps all up in through the threads and of nuts and bolts and fasteners that really hold all those metal components together.
And you know, over time, they just become, you ever notice how sometimes a component becomes indistinguishable? You can't tell where the nut ends and the stud begins, and it's just so
badly weathered.
Yeah, this
looks like a blob of rust.
Right.
It's a blob of
rust,
right?
Yeah. So, you know, like when I was doing that EGR tube on that F-250, I couldn't tell where the manifold ended and the tube began. But
right.
But PB,
right.
PB Blaster knew, you know, it's smarter than me. I kind of sprayed it on the nut. You don't have to wildly spray it, especially with the Pro Straw, but you know, just putting it where I want, and then it kind of did its thing. Is that a penetrating action?
It is. It's actually, the technical term is capillary action. It's if you were to take a dry rag and dip it down into a pool of water, and you watch that water kind of almost creep up the rag. It's kind of the same concept. But you're absolutely right. When that fastener becomes so rusted over that it literally welds together. So if you think about threads with relation with a nut and a bolt, you've got all these surfaces that are mating with each other. Well, all that rust is doing is just welding all of those threads together. And PB is formulated specifically to creep, and this creep action, really the capillary action, is really what's doing all the work. And you can actually see it, you know. So you would apply the product to the rusted area, let it sit for 10 minutes, give it a shot, see if it comes loose. If it doesn't, hit it again. Meanwhile, it's creeping in between those threads, and it's just literally dissolving rust. And so rust creates all this difficulty when you're working on your car, you're trying to maintenance it, brakes, exhaust, manifold, whatever. You want to loosen those rust and you want to fix that thing. Time is money. So speed is important, and PB Blaster does it better than anybody else.
So there's another term I want to talk about too. I want to talk about, you know, because penetration is only part of the story, right? As you got to remove the rust. But then there's another term called metal rescue. You know, if you were going to describe best practices for rust removal, metal rescue comes into that conversation too, correct?
That's exactly right. You know, we're in Cleveland, Ohio, and Cleveland, Ohio is known as the Rust Belt. Why is it called the Rust Belt? Because we mine salt under Lake Erie, bring it up, put it on the roads when it's cold, when there's snow, the cars get rusted, and it's just a mess. So we like to think that we know rust. We know how to protect. We know how to penetrate rust. We know how to protect from rust. We know how to eliminate rust. And Metal Rescue is just that magical product that is absolutely benign. It doesn't contain those harmful acids that are dangerous to your skin, to the environment. This is completely benign. It's totally green. You would soak the products in this stuff. We also have it in the gel for vertical surfaces. You just paint it on the side of your car. If you get a little bit of a rust spot on your car, you'd paint it on the side, let it sit overnight, put a little cellophane over that to keep it from sagging. And it literally, within 24 hours, the rust is gone. Each gallon of this product holds a half a pound of rust. And you think about it, that's a lot of rust.
Yeah, that is.
You can reuse it over and over, and when it's done, you pour it right down the drain.
Wow, and that's Metal Rescue.
That's Metal Rescue. That's right.
Also from Blaster. Wow, that's crazy. Is that a brush on? Is that a spray on?
Well, it's a soak. So we have it in a soak. It's we have it in the ready-to-go mix and also a concentrate where you would actually literally just add 50-50 water to it. And then, you know, if you've got a component, you've got to pull the component off and then soak it. So it's got to soak in the bath overnight. There's no electrolysis or acid. You soak it in this formula, and you can literally watch the rust fall off. In addition, we have it in a gel form that you can use it and paint it on the side on a vertical surface, and to keep that stuff from sagging, it's got to kind of stay wet. So you'd put a little bit of cellophane on there to hold it in place. Come back and just wipe it off, and the rust is gone.
Wow, that's crazy. Sounds like
it's magic.
It's just magic from the folks over at Blaster Corporation.
That's right.
If I wanted to limit rust, because we don't like rust. Rust never sleeps, like the song says, right? There's also another product, Surface Shield, which will help slow down rust in the first place, I'm reading. Is this something new?
This is a rust protectant. It protects the surfaces of any metal, whether you want it underneath the chassis of your car, underneath the mower deck of your mower, your chute on your snowblower, your shovel. You know, it protects any surface from rust. And let me tell you, this stuff works good. It penetrates down in the nooks and crannies. It sets up. It's a lanolin-based product, but it's got a little bit of petroleum gel, so it won't sag. It sticks on there. It doesn't harden like a paint either. So, you know, you could if you had to strip it off and take it off, but you put it on there and, you know, the stuff just lasts forever. We had it in the field in some cases. It lasts up to two years.
And I guess it's got some cling factor, right? Because it's gonna stay there in all kinds of weather, from what you're describing.
It is. It clings. It doesn't sag. It's got a low odor, so it's not too smelly when you're applying it. It comes in an aerosol can. It also comes in a 1 gallon and a 5 gallon container that you would use with one of those pneumatic siphon feed guns, and just kind of spray it, say, under. If you want to do the whole underside of your chassis of your car, you would use one of those applicator guns to get it on there. Just spray all underneath the car. It'll protect the thing all winter. If you got like a snow blower, if you got a snow blade that you're pushing with a big F-250 truck or something like that, it'll make those pieces of equipment last forever.
Wow. Sounds like you're describing some projects for everybody they can do this winter as we get ready for the snow.
There's plenty of them, that's for sure, especially in Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah. When you're going from, your summer equipment to put it away, you want to protect it, keep it, ready, so when it comes out in the spring, it fires up, it's ready to go, and you can get your jobs done.
Yeah, well, listen, there's always something to do in PB Blaster, and all the products from Blaster Corporation definitely make life easier for all of us, so we thank you. Is there a place the listeners can get more information, Ted, if they're looking
for
information?
There sure is. We're all over social media. We've got, our website, and if you Google you Google Blaster, you'll see, a host of different products and things and applications. But if you want to go to www.blasterproducts.com, you can kind of take a look at everything we got there and really get a good feel for it. But, we're available everywhere. Go any direction and go to any one of these fine retailers out there, whether it's, automotive, industrial, hardware, farm and ag. Wherever you go, you're going to see Blaster Products. If all else fails, give us a call.
Absolutely. Ted, I want to thank you for taking your time today. We appreciate it, and we appreciate the stories and the input. I look forward to my next rusty project, and I face it with no fear.
Thanks a lot, man. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Ted, you have yourself a good holiday season. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
What does optimism look like? I'm on a quest to find the people who inspire us to dream more and do more. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. I talk to all sorts of people, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to a hairdresser on Instagram who gives out free haircuts to the homeless, from the CEOs of the world's largest companies to the comedy writer who visited the wreckage of the Titanic. I love talking to leaders, artists, authors, and eccentrics about life, leadership, purpose, mental fitness, human skills, high performance, and other curious things. It leaves me feeling wiser, more inspired, and, well, more optimistic. Because after all, this is a bit of optimism. The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look for it. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Stop singing. We have a radio show to do. I didn't realize you were going to get up there and start doing your thing. Las Vegas, Tom. Let's go over to Brian in Mass. Some questions about a 99 Suburban. Brian, you're on with Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. How can I help?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, sir.
So I have studded snows that I keep mounted on a set of rims that I purchased used from a junkyard.
Okay.
And the rims are old and rusty, and two of them have slow leaks, and one of them's bad enough that I can put the hose on it and see little bits of air coming up from a few areas around the bead.
So,
and
so
what I'm wondering is it
Brian,
unreasonable for me? Yeah.
I was going to say, is it the bead that's leaking, or is it the rim?
It seems to be between the rim and the bead.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt, but go ahead.
And so is it unreasonable of me to ask the tire shop to dismount it and maybe I take the rim home and go at it with a wire wheel for a while? Or
no.
Should I
no.
Put some, is there some kind of sealant they can put at the bead?
Absolutely.
Or do I just need to buy new ones? What do I need to do?
yes, and maybe. So, you know, and I have this conversation at the counter with customers all the time. You know, they want us to mount and balance four tires. Gee, Ron, why is it close to $200 to have you mount and balance four tires? Well, because let me explain it to you, all right? We don't just do a tire mount and balance and close our eyes to the corrosion that's built up on the rim, because corrosion is a real problem, all right? So we will look at a tire and a rim, and if we take it apart and it's corroded, right on our tickets it says we're going to clean and grind and bead seal the rim back to the tire, meaning that if it's an aluminum rim, are these aluminum rims, Brian?
No, they're steel.
They're steel, so they're rusted, all right? So it's either rust or steel. We're going to grind them down smooth, and then we use a product that's a bead sealer. It's like a rubber membrane that will apply to the bead. Usually it's the inside bead. I'm not going to say every tire, but is it the inside or the outside that's leaking, just out of curiosity?
Well, when I put the hose on it, it's all the leaks I can see are coming from the outside.
Okay.
That is the side facing the outside.
And that's possible, but I look at both. I always tend to see inside the rim, or you know, the side that's trapped, and I always think, gee, is it because the slush is trapped underneath and it's driving it and wedging it up underneath? But who knows what conditions these rims have been under because they're used. But regardless, bead seal is a grind and clean both sides, bead sealed with a rubber membrane, put it back on. Now, if the tires are really old, and you'd have to look at the date code on the side of the tires, if they're more than 6 or 7 years old, the tires may just be so dried out that they're just not able to maintain a seal. And frankly, if the tires are that old, you really need tires to be replaced at that point, too, because they're not safe to operate, you know, regardless of tread.
They can rehab the rims then?
Yeah, if they're steel, I would think they could rehab them. Could rehab them too. You know, they're going to use either a wire wheel, or they're going to use those little brown 3M grinding pucks. They look like little hockey pucks, and just clean it up that way. But you know, and the reason it costs more is because it takes time. It'll take us 2 hours to go through and recondition a set of rims and, you know, bead seal tires and balance. You know, there's a lot of work involved. It's not simple and cut anymore. And all of this started within the last 15 years. It seems like the chemicals we're putting down on the road for salt and ice prevention and removal is really taking a toll on the tires and rims. So just be aware. But yeah, by all means, you're not out of line. Expect the charge. Ask them how much it's going to be before they do it. And you'll be fine from there. Call me if you need more. 855-560-9900. The Car Doctor's coming back right after this. Don't go away.
What does optimism look like? I'm on a quest to find the people who inspire us to dream more and do more. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. I talk to all sorts of people, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to a hairdresser on Instagram who gives out free haircuts to the homeless, from the CEOs of the world's largest companies to the comedy writer who visited the wreckage of the Titanic. I love talking to leaders, artists, authors, and eccentrics about life, leadership, purpose, mental fitness, human skills, high performance, and other curious things. It leaves me feeling wiser, more inspired, and, well, more optimistic. Because after all, this is a bit of optimism. The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look for it. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Ron Neen, the Car Doctor. I want to close out the hour. I want to say thank you to Tom from PB Blaster for stopping by. First of all, I appreciate him taking the time today. I really do. I want to close out the hour talking about oil changes, if I can. A little bit of common sense here. Jennifer, new customer, came into the shop this week and doesn't know anything about cars. All right. She's, you know, full disclosure. I buy jewelry from Jennifer. You know, she works at a local jewelry store and she's very smart and very knowledgeable in that area. But when it comes to cars, yeah, not so much. It's not her thing, as she says. And I asked her to bring me her service records of what she's been doing up till this point. I want to see how she's treating this 2018 Toyota Prius, and I want to see how she's being treated. You know, as a shop owner, you always want to know, as a business owner, you always want to know why somebody changed, what made them change, what's the hot button that said, I don't want to go there anymore, I want to go find somebody else. And, you know, that tells you a lot, right? That tells you, can I meet that goal? Can I be what this person wants me to be? That's important, because you don't want to work for everybody, but you want to work for the right people. So Jennifer brought it in and, you know, she had been going to the dealer, and I'm not knocking dealers, just this one particular dealer didn't treat her right. And they charged her $38.95 for an oil change. And I looked at it and I said, Jen, what's wrong with this invoice? And she said, well, I don't know. I don't know anything about cars. And I said, well, you don't have to know anything about cars. I said, let's put some common sense to this. I said, $38.95 for an oil change, a tire rotation, and a look. She said, yeah. I said, how much is a quart of oil? She says, I don't know. I said, well, I can tell you, you go through the supermarket next time, pick up a quart of synthetic oil. They're $5 to $6. All right, I said the car takes 4 quarts of oil. 4 times 6 is 24. With an oil filter, that makes it 30. They did an oil change for $8 labor. I said, does that seem right? She goes, no, how could they be making any money? I said, exactly. I said, they're not making any money. They're using it as a loss leader, and that's why you're getting hit with all those other charges. So just apply common sense. How does your repair shop treat you? Something to think about. Till the next time, I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor, reminding each and every one of you, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look. And I'm obsessed with looking for it. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. Each week, I have a short conversation with someone who inspires me or teaches me something about life, leadership, and other curious things. I hope you'll join me on the journey. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.